Life now. It is not so different, really. There are oaks and wildflowers and stones in our garden. In the house where we sleep, there is a case of books, and they are our books. The sunlight is most beautiful in the early morning, just before the world gets busy. There is work to be done during each of our days as well, work which makes us feel tired and contented. There is also water, not empty and still, but thin and silken over and amidst the big rocks. All the long day and night it makes a sound like wind. It travels while our travels have ended here. There is a stately heron who comes to fish in the noon. Yesterday I saw the hummingbird only minutes after I had reached to hang his red feeder. I was pleased at his arrival. I spent a small time wondering how he knew where to find us, just as he had done in all those green summers far away.